We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every episode we try a whole new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, our guest is Namdi Ngwe. Namers came over and he said, "Hey Bacon, I would like to do a podcast about pop stars who had one hit and still are trying to make it." And we talked a little bit and we're like, "Oh, wouldn't it be cool if we were just a two-person boy band?" And that's basically all that we went on. We improvised from there. I thought we had a lot of fun, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Welcome back to our podcast, our sexy podcast. You've got Shay.
That's me. And we also got Trace.
That's me. And we are your favorite band members from...
Too Many.
Yeah. That's right, Too Many. R&B pop band.
Yeah.
From the early 2000s. We're back.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here giving you a little bit of Too Many on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
This is our podcast.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say I've been on Twitter. And if you don't follow me on Twitter, it's Shay Too Many Girl. That's three I's and two L's because the others were taken. And people are like, "Are you still around?" And be like, "Yeah, we're still here. Trace.
We're still here." And you can follow me, Trace, on Twitter at Trace of Space. That's my Twitter handle. I tweet out just things that's on my mind.
I like your tweets.
Yeah, my tweets?
That last week you're like, "What happens to the water when it goes down the drain?" Nope. And I know some people were like, "Trace is an idiot. Like, it goes down..." But you were speaking metaphorically.
Right? Yeah, I was speaking metaphorically at the time. Because, again, it's something that was on my mind. I wanted to get it out of my mind, off my mind, so I put it on the line.
I also like the one that you wrote. "What's the difference between water and a lake and water and an ocean?" It's mostly water bits.
It's all... Because, you know, I want it to be called rain.
Yeah.
I wanted that to be my
name. Remember that. We got in a big fight with the studio execs.
Big fight. Almost went to court.
Yeah.
But
you're like, "I want to be called Rain." And they're like, "There's already another black guy called Rain."
Right, right.
And they're like, "So what? There's other black guys called John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That argument still holds up.
Jesus. And I'm like, "What? I don't see what race has to come into this."
Exactly.
No one knows that I'm part Native American.
No, you're 1/16th?
The one, like, a very tiny amount.
16th, 17th,
you can't
like
see it.
Yeah.
But I never bring it up.
Right.
I bring it up sometimes, but...
For your art.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Shay is a painter as well.
Ooh.
Sketch artist.
Thanks, guy. Well, Trace.
If you're
an artist.
I would say, I'll put you in that category.
Thanks.
Van,
come on,
it's hard.
Come on, Trace.
It's hard. Van something.
Your name is Trace, like an artistic way to copy something.
Oh my!
You didn't even think about what did you think Trace meant, Trace? We should have kept Rain.
We should have kept Rain.
It's Van Gogh.
That's
Vincent.
What
I'm Van Gogh. Did you think his first name was Van and his last name was Gogh?
Yeah.
God damn it, Trace. You're a beautiful idiot.
I love you too, man.
Oh, God. That's why we're still too many. Come in whenever.
Too many.
Girl.
You guys listening, you definitely remember our hit song, Too Many Hearts.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Too many hearts when I'm with you. And when we are apart, it's no more hearts.
Cause no matter what I do, I'll feel the same.
With or without your heart. We got sued over that one.
I think we lost a lot of money. We didn't make
We didn't make too much.
You know, everyone's like, oh, you must make so much money because you're, you know, you're from too many.
You're from too many. Your young heart throbs.
Yeah, you must have too many monies. And the answer is no, we don't.
We don't.
We really got screwed on that whole deal. Studio execs took it all.
Yeah. John, the racist one.
John is racist. He took the name Rain with two N's.
Mm-hmm.
I still like that name.
I still do, too.
I've always been Shay. I was born Shay. Mm-hmm. So.
But, I mean, I would have thrown a lot of nicknames at you based on your appearance, like Smooth Skin.
Oh.
Cat Hands.
I do have cat hands.
Croc Pants.
Oh, man. You guys, I'm wearing the most fabulous Croc Pants right now.
Made it himself. I was with him. We went to Michael's together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We went to DSW.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the Saturday going to both places.
It was a good Saturday.
It was a good Saturday.
Saturday fun day.
I wish those places were closer to each other. It would have been a shorter Saturday.
They should be right next to each other.
Yeah. But we went to both places. Got a lot of glue and sticky tape from Michael's, and then a lot of Crocs from DSW.
Yeah, they're nice, you guys.
Yeah, stitched them all together, made a pair of pants.
Boom. And yeah, so those people who have been tweeting at me that wearing crocodile skin pants, you're an idiot.
Okay? Idiot.
They're Croc shoes pants.
Yes.
I'm not a monster.
No. And the thing here, too, is we're too many. We're also trendsetters.
Yeah. People are like, oh, Crocs are ugly. As shoes?
Yeah. As shoes?
As pants? Fantastic.
Right. You can have ugly pants.
Yeah.
No, wait. Oh, no. I did it again.
What?
That thing where I meant to say one thing, but I said the other.
What'd you do?
I meant to say ugly shoes.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Shay.
Don't apologize to me.
Shay, I'm sorry.
Apologize to the listener.
I'm sorry.
We are so sorry, girl.
Hey.
Yeah?
So I was looking in the news.
Ooh, earlier. It's time for news?
It's time for news.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's in the news,
girl. And so I was looking in the news earlier, and I found out that there's actually 5 kinds of members in a boy band.
What?
5 kinds of members.
Well, there's only 2 and 2 too many. How's that even possible?
I don't know. I don't know how they figured this out.
Okay.
But the 5 types of members in a boy band, according to them,
okay,
are the bad boy.
Ooh, you're definitely the bad boy.
I'll be the bad boy.
Because you killed somebody.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
Well, you hit him with your car.
I didn't mean to. What is that one?
It's manslaughter.
Yeah.
You're convicted of manslaughter. You're definitely... can't be me. I'm not a bad boy.
But that's the good one, though. Manslaughter. That's the good
Manslaughter's,
one.
Manslaughter's... It is the good out of the... There's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And there's degrees of murder.
Mm-hmm.
And manslaughter, which sounds the worst, is actually the best.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm the best. And...
Well,
so
you're a bad boy. I mean, if we put up manslaughter and then put it next to my highest is... I helped some illegal immigrants get across the border. But besides that...
Okay.
You're the bad boy. What? Well, you're looking at... You're hesitating. What's wrong?
I didn't know you helped illegal immigrants across the border.
I did. I try to do my part.
I do my part, girl. The other type...
Everyone type deserves to be an American. I just want to get it out there.
So. I agree. I think we should make a patriotic song about that. We'll talk about
it. Oh, my God. That's a great song.
That would be a great song.
Write that down.
Okay.
What's the next kind of boy band member?
The next kind of boy band member is Class Clown.
Ooh.
That's you. That's you. That's you to a T.
I do some pranks, you
guys.
That's
you to a T.
I do some pranks.
You did that one prank on your neighbor. Your neighbor, the one who he uses. So at Shay's apartment complex, it's they have an area downstairs where everybody does laundry in the same room.
It's a
communal area. They got three washers, 4 dryers. I don't understand, but
it's annoying, is what that is.
It is. It could be. Some people could think it's funny.
It's not. Hmm. Yeah, I say it. You know, I'm not firm on a lot of things, but I'm firm on the exact same amount of washers to dryers.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I don't care who gets upset.
There it is. There it is, yeah. Folks. But Shay went down to the communal area where somebody was actually using all three washers. And so Shay, being the comedian that he is, he decided to run outside, grab get a handful of mud from the tree. There's a tree outside.
A mud tree.
It's just a bunch of mud clumped together to take the shape of a tree. And he took chunks, a handful of that, and put it into one of the washing machines. I thought it was just comedic gold.
It was.
What did I call you? I called you Robin Williams?
You called me Robin Williams. R.I.P.
What?
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
What do you mean?
Oh, Trace, buddy. Robin Williams passed away like a while ago now.
No!
Trey, I'm sorry.
No!
Remember when I was watching Birdcage like a couple months ago?
Yeah!
I watched that like right after he died just to be like, I was like sad and I wanted to see him.
No!
What's the other one? Let's change the subject. What's the other one?
Innocent.
Ooh, well, it wasn't you because you were convicted of manslaughter.
Allegedly. But that's a good one.
Conviction doesn't mean... we got to teach you what allegedly means.
Okay, so you're innocent.
I'm the innocent one.
Ooh, strong, silent.
Ooh, that's 100% you. You are... You know, whenever I can't open up a jar of pickles, you can.
Yeah, but I never tell you.
What?
I never tell you.
Yeah. Oh, you just... I thought I was getting stronger. I was able to open up stuff around
here. Nope, that's me. That's Trace.
Oh, man, Trace.
Sorry, Shay.
You're strong, too. You lift weights.
Yeah, I do.
Is there a chubby one on there? Because I'm definitely that a little bit.
No, there isn't. There isn't. But you know what there is?
What?
Is the super hot one.
The super hot one?
Super hot. That's one of the categories. One of the
boys. Oh, that's so you, Trace.
That'd be you. That's you,
no,
Shay.
No, Trace. That's Shay, you. That's You're the you. Super hot one.
Shay. Trace.
That you to a T for Trace. Yeah, that's Charlie. How come, you know what, we both are. You can't be in too many and not be the hot. We're both the hot
that's
one.
That's right, too many.
I feel like it's whatever you, whatever your tastes are.
What do you mean, you think hot is on the inside?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We sure had a song about being hot on the inside.
Ooh. Well, that brings me to our next segment. What are you writing?
What? What are you writing?
Ooh.
I have so many
What
songs.
Are you writing? Yeah, what songs are you writing right now? What's on your mind? What's on the agenda? What's going on? How's your creative juices flowing? They're pouring into a cup. What's in the cup?
Well, right now, as some of our fans might know, we haven't had a hit in a while.
It's been a minute. It's been a little bit.
You know, we did have that one hit.
We had that one hit, and then we followed that up with All Star.
Didn't do as well. We did a cover of the song All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we thought that, you know, the world wanted another cover, and they didn't.
A sexier version.
Yeah.
Now you're an all-star. Somebody once told me the world was gonna blow me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Boing!
So that's just a little taste. That's just kind of what...
Yeah.
It's kind of what we did.
Yeah, but okay, so I've been feeling pretty down lately because we haven't had a hit, so I wrote a sad song.
Oh.
It's called Feelings.
Oh, yeah. I like it already, man.
Feelings, why don't you come to your senses? You're out riding fences. You're my feelings.
That sounded a lot like,
What's it sound like, Trace?
It sounds like a song I've heard
before. No, it's completely original, Trace.
It sounds like a song I've heard before.
No.
Okay.
And definitely a band with a bird name would never come up with it. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
What song have you been writing, Trace?
Hey, I've been in a happy mood lately.
Yeah? I noticed a spring in your step.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. A little pep to my step.
Yeah.
The name of it is Feeling Good.
Feeling Good. All right, let's hear Feeling Good by Too Too Many, okay. Featuring Trace.
Okay.
Hashtag get with it.
Give me a few moments. I gotta get to my falsetto.
Oh, okay.
It might sound crazy what I'm about to say.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
What's going on? What's wrong?
I think I've heard that one.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting your song.
Okay.
Just
my original work.
Okay. Go ahead. I want
to
hear it.
Okay. Give me a few moments to find my falsetto.
Okay.
Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Okay, Trace.
That's just a little bit of it.
Okay. If you're gonna. I like the song, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I really like it.
I appreciate your support.
I got another one I've been writing.
You do?
Yeah, because I've been seeing you, and you've had a spring in your step. Yeah. So I wrote a song called Spring in Your Step.
Spring in Your Step? Okay.
Spring in your step, as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Hey, hang on 1 second.
What?
It's cool that, because all artists... Especially in what we do.
Yeah.
In pop
we
music.
Sample.
We sample. We're influenced by those that came before us. That was just a Jackson 5 song.
Okay, that was. Okay.
Well.
What's another song that you've been writing, Trace?
You know, with all these events going on around the world, like you look on the news, you see bad stuff.
Yeah.
You look online.
That's why I don't watch the news or look at the news.
You should really... Watch the news, though.
I try to encapsulate myself as much as possible.
That's a bad idea. But
not for time capsules.
You got me there.
Checkmate.
You got me there. I wrote a song to celebrate the fact that we are in the greatest country in the world.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
Girl, oh say can you see... By the dawn's early light.
Dun-dun-dun. Okay, you forgot the words, Trace.
What? What's up?
You forgot the words to the national anthem. It's fine if we released a national anthem. I mean, I feel like we'd make some money. People would play it at sporting events. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the ultimate jock jam, is the national anthem. I would say that. It goes, national anthem... Who let the dogs out? Chumbawamba tub thumping.
What?
Those are top three.
Okay. Those are all really, really good songs.
They are really good songs.
But
you have to remember all the lyrics.
I know the lyrics to the national anthem.
I don't think you do, Trace. I just listen to you.
It goes, oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Yep.
Then it's immediately.
No. Trace.
Are you...
Can I got you, is it. This oh, my, say can you see
right.
By the dawn's early light.
Right. You don't know it? You don't know it?
Oh, my God.
You don't know it?
It's... Oh, hold on. Oh, everyone would sing it when I was transporting all those people across the border.
You know, it's time for a new segment.
Okay.
It's time for the fan mail segment.
Oh! You guys, we've been saving up fan mail for the past 6 months.
We have been. And it's been great. A lot of fan mail has come in. It's come in via text. It's come in via letter, old school.
An old letter here.
You do have an old letter?
With lipstick on the back.
Oh, must be from a sexy fan.
Yeah.
A sexy fan who wants to know what Shay and Trace have been up to.
Yeah, well, we only have one letter.
Yeah, it's just one, so we'll...
But the rest have been tweets, emails.
Yes.
YouTube video responses, which used to be huge.
Yes.
And a lot of cease and desist letters, but that doesn't matter. Do we want to save the letter for last?
We'll save the letter for last.
Okay, I'm putting it away.
I'll read the first piece of fan mail. This one comes from Marcus M. in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Double M.
Marcus wants to know. What kind of movies we've been watching lately?
Oh, Marcus, I just watched the movie Marmaduke.
Ooh, that's a sad one.
It's a sad movie.
Is that about? It's about the really. Can I say this? Is it about the big lady? Is it about a big lady, right?
No, you're thinking
offensive.
Of
is that offensive?
Big Mama's House.
Okay, it sounded. Is this one Martin Lawrence?
No.
Okay,
I watched the movie Marmaduke, which is about the comic strip dog. That was really good. I also just watched the movie Gone Girl.
Ooh, that's the one with Robin Williams.
No, Robin Williams. No, that's Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Is it?
Or it's Good Morning Vietnam, or yeah. There's a million.
But it,
Aladdin.
Okay.
No, Gone Girl. It's with Ben Affleck.
Hey, I've got this tweet here.
Ooh.
Another tweet. This tweet here is from Andrew W.K.
Oh, the?
No, Andrew W.K. in Houston, Texas.
Oh, I thought it was, if you want a party, we eat a party hot. Party hot. Right? That's Andrew W.K.?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, he's great. He had his own show on MTV2.
Oh, is that the guy from, Martin Lawrence?
No. Trace, come on.
Okay. So, Andrew W.K. wants to know which sound we like to put before our words in songs.
Ooh. So, our favorite noise?
Yeah. I think mine would be...
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mm, it's like a twang.
It's like a twang.
You wouldn't expect it, no. But it's a twang.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Do it again.
Everybody loves.
Ooh, so good. So good.
Too many for the podcast.
My favorite noise is definitely throat clear.
Throat clear?
Yeah.
I do remember John, a former manager, getting really, really
so angry when I do that.
Really mad about that.
Girl.
Especially on the sexy breakdown part of songs.
We got in a big fight about it. Yeah.
We did.
Because he's an idiot.
He is.
With number one, what's one of the biggest songs of all time?
Right.
Let me clear my throat.
That's a fact.
That's a song everyone loves and everyone knows.
And everyone sings along to when it comes on in bars and clubs and parties.
I'm sorry, John. I'm not your cut-out character that you want in a boy band member. No. But this is too many.
This is too many.
That's music to the ears.
That is. A lot of people paid money for that. Back when money meant something.
I need to get a drink.
Well, the movie that I watched recently is Blackfish.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's the one about that little fish that gets lost.
That's Finding Nemo, Trace. You didn't watch Blackfish. Trace.
Okay. But no.
Buddy.
No. And then he was like, he met that little other fish that kept forgetting stuff.
Dory.
Yeah.
Was it voiced by Ellen DeGeneres?
No, it was that lady from that talk show.
Trace, come on, buddy. Blackfish is about the movie, about SeaWorld and how they treat animals.
I love SeaWorld.
Did you walk into the... When you pay for a movie ticket,
mm-hmm.
Do you even look at the bottom to see what theater it's in?
I go to the biggest one.
Okay. No, that's the... They're not going to have Blackfish in the biggest one. That's a documentary.
Ugh, documentary. No.
They'll make more money replaying, apparently, Finding Nemo than they would playing a new movie.
I'll just take your word for it, but I saw Blackfish.
And no, Blackfish isn't even new. What am I talking about? I'm sure you did, Trace. What's the next? What else did we get, Trace?
Next question comes from Erica. Erica wants to know which teacher... from your schooling days influenced you the most?
Easy. Miss Ketchum. Miss Ketchum, first grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I was really into wrestling when I was little. Ew. WWF, it used to be called.
Yeah, I remember.
Ultimate Warrior was my favorite.
Yeah, Big Boss Man.
And Hulk Hogan, obviously.
Yeah, and Andre the Giant. Are we just saying different ones?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Tatanka.
Oh, Tatanka. That sumo guy... Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That's a real one, too.
Yeah, that's a similar
Yokozuna. Guy. Yokozuna.
Yokozuna is the one I was looking for. Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. Did you say Macho Man already?
Macho Man Randy Savage, Snapping to Slim Jim.
Elizabeth, his wife.
Ooh.
Elizabeth.
Ooh. The Ric Flair.
Ooh. British Bulldog.
Ooh. He's dead, too.
Damn it.
No! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I gotta stop pointing out all these dead people. Anyway, I was really into that wrestling, and I'd be out in the front of the school after school, and I'd like to wrestle kids. Mm-hmm. And it was consensual wrestling, but she'd always come out and yell at us. And she got me off the path of wrestling. And, she, you know, after school, instead of letting me wrestle kids in the front of the school, she took me to the choir room and made me sing. And now look where I am. So
really? How did she make you sing?
She put me in a room alone and gave me a bunch of books. And she left and she's like, I better hear some singing out of this room. And I'm like, but I want to wrestle, Miss Ketchum. I got wrestling in me. I can feel all the warriors inside me. And she's like, that's just jibber-jabber nonsense. Shay, I need you to sing your heart out. So that was my... Who's your number one?
My number one was Mr. Ford. He was my...
Mr. Ford?
Yeah, Mr. Ford. My second grade teacher. Well, he stayed with me from second grade through 10th grade. He was my piano teacher.
Oh,
and the thing that not many people know is both Shay and Trace, the members of
Too Many,
both know how to play instruments. We don't play them in our music videos and things like that, or when we're performing our concerts.
No, because we have so many, all the choreography
to
remember.
A lot of dancing.
The singing and the dancing and the costume changes. I can't, you can't give me that kazoo, and I can't kazoo in front of people. It's too much.
That's a lot to put on one person.
You can't sing and kazoo at the same time.
Have you seen anyone do it?
I've seen Tom Petty sing and harmonica, but like he can't do it at the same time. He switches, and he has this weird metal thing around his neck. Looks like he has braces, but...
That's so weird.
Yeah, Tom Petty's great, but he's a creepy-looking man.
He is. Stay away from him.
So Mr. Ford taught you...
Mr. Ford, yeah. He taught me... A lot of instruments. He taught me piano.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me xylophone.
Mm.
And he taught me the spoons.
You could play spoons?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could play spoons.
Yeah, check it out.
That's good spoon.
Thanks,
wow.
Man. Thank you.
That's some good spooning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That reminds me of the song. Spoon man, da na 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 na. Take it easy.
Stop. That's a real song, too.
That's Spoon Man.
No, I think it's a real song.
Yeah, that is a real song called Spoon Man.
Is it a Slow Ride?
Spoon Man.
Slow Ride. Take it easy.
Never heard of it. Heard it's, Spoon Man, though.
I'm telling you, it's real.
Pretty sure that's on the Armageddon soundtrack.
Perfect. Brings us to our next segment.
Yay!
Who would we like to open for?
Opening...
And closing.
Opening.
And closing.
For a group. Girl.
So I think, I'll jump this off. Current artist, current hot artist that we would like to open for Bob Marley.
Oh, you're going to get real upset.
What happened?
You mean you want to open for his son?
No, Bob Marley. I like his stuff.
You know, open for, like, a CD or album of his?
No, we should open for Bob Marley.
Bob Marley's dead.
No! Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
But I love his songs. He's like, it wasn't me. Shaggy. Shawty left me on a bedroom counter, thinking on a bedroom floor.
You think that's Bob Marley?
And I'm going to be from Fountain. Lover, lover, lover. Mr. Lover. It wasn't me. He's so good.
Oh, Trace, buddy, it's okay. That's Shaggy, and he's still alive. It's good. Oh my god.
No, that's Bob Marley. That's Bob Marley. I love him. He's great.
Okay, Trace.
Oh, I miss him.
Shaggy's still alive. It's okay. You can still listen to Shaggy.
Shaggy,
that one. He even says his name before he sings, Trace.
Yeah, it's Bob Marley.
No, he goes, Shaggy.
Yeah, Bob, that's Bob Marley.
Him and, like, Pitbull do the same thing. Pitbull! They let you know before they start their song.
What was your pit bull?
What? I don't, can't really do a pit bull. I'm sorry. A pit bull. It'd be racist if I try to copy them, I think.
I think it'd be impressive.
Pit bull!
It sounds, it really does sound like you're pooping. You're mid-poop.
That's all of Pitbull songs. It just sounds like him pooping. Pitbull! He talks really quick because he's got to get it out.
He does.
You know, if you're pooping and you're on the phone with somebody and yeah. you don't want them to know that you're pooping, but you start talking and then randomly it's like, yeah, well, I think that we should go to the, you know, and they know what's going on.
We all know what's going on. Hey, so that brings us to our final segment.
Yay!
Final segment.
The final segment. Final.
It's the final segment.
Too many.
All right, final segment is what's coming up, dude?
That's what's up next on mine. I forgot to open up this fan mail that we got.
Do. It's been sitting there for a while.
Let me just...
Careful, careful. Nice.
It's from a girl.
Nice. How do you know?
It says Barbara.
Okay. Okay.
At the bottom, I see Barbara.
Cool.
Dear Too Many, hi, my name's Barbara. I'm 19 years old and I just started school. College. She doesn't write very well for something like college.
She just started, so hopefully.
I just got into school, ellipses. College.
Why did she?
Okay. She's, you know, you're a freshman. You're still really stupid. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm majoring in English. Okay, Barbara, we're on a bad track already. You never stick with whatever major that you get. You switch it several times.
It always happens. She'll
go into accounting, Barbara. I just want you guys to know that I listen to you every day. Radio. She did it again. She had another ellipses and then wrote. I think she heard us on the radio. Okay. I just want to say that your songs inspire me, and without your help, I don't think that I would ever be able to get into college. School. She did it good. There's ellipses and then school. Please, I haven't heard. It's real. It says, please, comma, I haven't heard any of your songs recently or anything new. Music. I really, really want to have something I look forward to. Love, Barbara.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Well, great. Well, now we have to have another album.
We do.
I don't care what John says. We can make our own album or release it online.
Right. And, you know, that was such a beautiful letter.
Thank you, Barbara.
From Barbara.
Thanks, Barbs.
Clearly, she took a lot of time to write that out. And you know what? I think we're going to give the fans a little taste of some new material we've been working on.
Oh, okay.
How about we
this
sing
is what we're working on, guys.
How about we sing For Your Fans? For the Fans, sorry.
It's called For the Fans?
For the Fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that song. I know that song. For the Fans.
For the Fans.
This one's for the fans.
The fan, the fan, the fans.
You come to see us.
We appreciate you all.
This one's for the fans.
The boys and the girls.
And mostly the girls.
Girls and boys.
Girls and boys and girls. For the fans. That's one I take lead on, but now we have to do one where you take lead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do Wibberwombs.
Wibberwombs?
Yeah, that one. Let's do that.
Cool.
Awesome. I barely come in on this one.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
Thanks.
I'm mostly playing the wind chime, so whenever. Yeah.
I'm glad at least the fans get a heads up.
All right, it starts with a chime. Hold on.
Known the river arms is where I saw you. The river arms. Oh, the girls and the boys and the boys and the girls on the river run. The girls and the boys and the boys and the girls, the river runs. Oh, this river one's runs. For the fans.
Too many.
Too many.
Too many.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sang the whole song on that one.
Yeah, all of it.
All the whole song.
So that should be available for download soon.
And yeah, we can't get on iTunes anymore, but we'll put it up on like a SoundCloud.
Well, no, we'll see what John, once John, you John know, if he stops acting up.
Thick one.
So careful, just careful.
I'm sorry. Just after reading Barbara's letter, I got all.
I know. Inspired.
Jacked up.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the show?
Well, yeah, that's the end of the show. That was the last segment. Too Many. This has been Too Many's podcast. I'm Trace.
I'm Shay.
And we will see you or hear you next time on the Too Many podcast. Y'all be easy.
And that's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the episode and want more, please subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can listen to every episode on our website, trythispodcast.com. Weird. If you want to contact us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Also, please rate and leave us a review on iTunes. It would really help us out. That's this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.